I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says two Canadians detained in China on spying charges have been released from prison and flown out of the country. Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor were arrested in China in December of 2018, shortly after Canada detained the chief financial officer of the tech company Huawei, Mengwan Zhou. Trudeau said the two had gone through what he called an unbelievably difficult ordeal.
For the past 1,000 days, they have shown strength, perseverance, resilience, and grace, and we are all inspired by that.
On Friday, a Canadian judge signed Meng's order of discharge, vacating her bail conditions and allowing her to go free after nearly 3 years of house arrest. Meng reached a deal with the U.S. Justice Department earlier Friday that ended their bank fraud case against her. News reports from Vancouver, British Columbia say that Meng boarded an airplane for China late Friday. Leaders of the United States, Japan, India, and Australia proclaimed Friday a shared commitment to safeguarding democracy in the Indo-Pacific region, leaving unspoken their common concern about China's growing power. President Joe Biden said, "We're four major democracies with a long history of cooperation. We know how to get things done, and we are up to the challenge." The meeting with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga comes in the wake of a recently announced agreement among the United States, Britain, and Australia to supply Australia with nuclear-powered submarines. China has been steadily building military outposts in the Pacific region and using them to back claims to sovereignty over vital sea lanes. This is VOA News. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is defending her decision to add more people to those eligible for COVID-19 booster shots after her own advisory panel had voted against doing so. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
It's rare for a CDC director to overrule a panel recommendation. Experts say it had only happened once this century. Walensky says it's not what happened this time.
I did not overrule an advisory committee.
She says it was a scientific close call.
In that situation, it was my call to make.
And she did, signing off on boosters for people at increased virus risk due to their jobs.
It was a decision about providing rather than withholding access.
The advisory had argued adding to the booster eligibility list would detract from the overall goal of vaccinating more people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
No migrants remained Friday at the Texas border encampment where almost 15,000 people, most of them Haitians, had converged just days earlier seeking asylum, according to the mayor of Del Rio, Texas. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the department continues investigating the treatment of migrants in the camp.
The department does not tolerate any mistreatment of any migrant and will not tolerate any violation of its values, principles, and ethics.
Many of those camped under the bridge faced expulsion because they are not covered by protections recently extended by the Biden administration to the more than 100,000 Haitian migrants already in the U.S., citing security concerns and social unrest in the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. A jury considering whether R. Kelly ran an illegal decades-long racketeering scheme targeting women and underage girls for sex ended its first day of deliberations Friday without reaching a verdict on the R&B superstar. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Jurors sent the judge a note asking to review a transcript of testimony and evidence from a woman who claimed Kelly sexually assaulted her in 2003, locked her in a recording studio for days, and drugged her. R. Kelly is accused of running a Chicago-based criminal enterprise that recruited his accusers for unwanted sex and mental torment. Attorney Devereaux Canick says his client didn't do anything wrong.
They just started. We hope that they see the evidence and the lack of evidence the way that we saw it.
Prosecutors say Kelly believed the music, the fame, and the celebrity meant he could do whatever he wanted. For R. Kelly,
stressful times. Life hangs in the balance.
Canick says testimony by several accusers was full of lies, and the government let them lie. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote, I'm Dave.